Certain Dark Things, written by Ellie Bird, read by Sunkitten Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic, rated teen. Falling in love with Boston is the most destructive thing Nick's done, in a short life that was, until Boston walked into his dad's store, destruction and risk-free. They're in Boston's dark room, and Nick's still reeling from the casual cruelty Boston's unleashed since their conversation with his dad. "I think it's a waste of time," Boston had said, focused on his photographs, referring to relationships. The pain was as visceral as if Nick had sustained a physical blow to his solar plexus. "He hates how hurt he gets." Boston's words are darts tipped in poison. "Nick needs to get out of here. He's not in the headspace to pretend that the idea of Boston leaving so easily isn't ripping him up from the inside. Nick cares, and Boston treats those who have the gall to care with derision. Nick's overexposed. He'd like to shut himself somewhere and scream until his throat's raw, until he doesn't care that each continued minute with Boston feels like it's another hairline fracture to his heart. He can't crack here. Boston has already shown he won't have patience for it. "Freaking annoying," he said. But Nick can't make himself go. Because if there's an expiration date, the voice ignoring the looming heartache is shouting at him to take whatever he can get, even if the crumbs make it worse. "I know you like me," Boston says quietly, with his arm around Nick's waist from behind. He's gentle, coaxing, like Nick's a skittish colt and not an idiot desperately in love with someone who's incapable of loving him back. It hasn't kept Nick from trying. Each minute Boston keeps him around when they aren't fucking is another petal of hope, another maybe. Nick can't deny it, despite wishing he could. Boston has him held tight against his front, and the contact is exquisite, being touched like he's wanted. Boston is so rarely sweet that Nick is absolute mush for him. Boston may not have feelings for him, he's made it clear on several occasions, but at the very least, Nick knows he likes the sex they have together. He can pretend it's enough for now. Boston's mouth on his cheek and jaw, his hand on Nick's belly, eases the hurt and the need to leave before he fucks up and shows Boston how much he fucking cares. By the time Boston turns Nick to face him, Nick's given in 1,000%. Whatever Boston wants from him, for however long he wants it, Nick's going to cling to him until there's nothing left. Boston has one hand at the back of Nick's neck, holding him close. His mouth is warm, lips parted when he kisses Nick. He has soft lips, and Nick loves the way he tastes, the way he kisses, the way he keeps Nick still with his fingers in his hair. Nick slides both hands up to cup Boston's face, relishing the feel of him beneath his fingertips. He wants to be content with this. He breathes in between one kiss and the next, and focuses on grounding himself in the press of Boston's hips against his, the smell of his sweat and cologne, the heat of his body. Boston has been sweet with him lately. Kisses for the sake of kissing, not just a first step toward fucking. He's been flirtatious and gentle in fleeting moments. Nick catalogs each one and tucks them away deep in his chest, minuscule pieces of proof that he'll unpack later when he's alone and can't sleep. Nick relaxes into the kiss, Boston's arm around his waist, letting go of the hurt for now. He follows Boston's lead, taking his tongue between his lips, arching when Boston's fingers tighten in his hair like a reflex. They stand there in the quiet space of Boston's dark room for countless minutes. The kisses vary, moving seamlessly from deep, searching sweeps of tongue to the softest brush of Boston's lips against his own as they pause for breath. Nick loves kissing. He initiated their first kiss, tugging Boston into a dark corner of the store and pushing him to the wall. It was a horny kiss, the spark of their attraction igniting. It was rushed and hungry, and some of the hottest kissing of his life. Something's shifted. Boston's kissing him with intent, focused and thorough. His hands on Nick are steady, strong and possessive. Of all their kisses, Nick doesn't remember any of them feeling like this. It's all in his head, of course, his own desperation to hold on to Boston coloring his vision. But it doesn't change the fact that Nick is breathlessly turned on from the way Boston's holding him close, kissing him, seducing him like it matters. Eventually, Boston eases the kissing to a stop. When Nick opens his eyes, wary, Boston's flushed, turned on, and so sexy Nick's breath catches. Boston fits their hands together, fingers interlocking, and leads him to the bedroom. The end.